time for another piano puzzler, and composer Bruce Adolph is here with me. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune, maybe a children's tune or a folk song, and he rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get a listener on the phone, and the listener's job is to name the composer that Bruce's style is imitating, and also the tune that's buried in the piano puzzler as well. Sean Weshey is joining us from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Sean, welcome.
Hello, thank you.
Great to have you here. And Sean, I understand music plays a pretty big part in your life.
Yeah, it does. I teach piano. And I also accompany dance classes down at St. Olaf College.
Ah, St. Olaf, great Lutheran college with a wonderful musical tradition.
Yeah.
Did you ever play in their big famous Christmas festival?
No, I wasn't a singer. I can't really carry a tune to save my life.
But, on that, and Christmas festival, it's all about the singing.
Yeah, the singing in the orchestra.
Yep.
No room for a pianist. Oh, well.
Well, this is good for a pianist here, this piano puzzler. I don't know what's coming either, so we can brainstorm on this together if you like.
All right. I might need all the help I can get.
And if you're having any trouble with the composer, you can ask for some musical clues as well.
All right.
So, Sean Weshey, here's your piano puzzler.
Sounds good.
A very enigmatic piano puzzler this week. Sean, what do you think?
Sounded kind of French.
Ah oui. Yes, he's very French. Anything more specific than French?
I'm going to guess Debussy.
Correct.
Yes. Claude Debussy.
Bien, bien nice. Dit.
Now, Sean, what made you think so quickly that that was in the style of Claude Debussy?
Oh, just a lot of whole tone scales. And well, let's see. I know I think I was hearing some higher tertian chords.
Yeah, well, there were a lot of ninth chords.
Yeah.
And Debussy loved the dominant ninth chord, which is this. And he liked to use them in parallel positions.
Yeah.
Which was really breaking the rules of harmony.
Oh, did he break them?
So, in the style of Claude Debussy, but Sean, what was the tune?
That's what I'm having problems with. I couldn't name the tune.
Well, let's try again. Sometimes not having to think about the composer frees you up to think of the tune.
Yeah.
Anything yet there?
I am not getting it. Oh, well.
I think the tune is a little broken.
Hmm.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I think Fred knows the tune because he smiled when I said that.
Well, yeah, and the harmonies are broken, too.
Yeah. In fact, it's so broken, I'm kind of in mourning for the tune.
Hmm. You've stumped me on that one.
Well, my clues were about the tune was broken, and I was in mourning for it, because the tune is what, Fred?
Mourning has broken.
Right. You got it.
Sean, maybe it's one you don't know.
Could be.
The melody is familiar to me, but I don't think I could have put a name onto it.
Well, and especially when it's played in whole tones and with whole tone harmonies and yeah. parallel chords the way Bruce was doing it, which really throws you off.
I know.
But you got Claude Debussy right away.
Well, that's the main thing we're interested in here.
Right. Okay, good.
So, well done, Sean. You got the composer. In fact, you went right to it and you named Claude Debussy before you even thought of anybody else.
Yeah.
So, wonderfully done this week's Piano Puzzler. Sean, what's your public radio station?
Minnesota Public Radio.
KSJN in the Twin Cities. Sean Weshey from Minneapolis, Minnesota, thank you very much for joining us for our Piano Puzzler this week.
Yeah, thank you.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.
American Public Media.